Thanks for listening to WVFV Radio. We'll be right back after your own Oak Rapids area news update from rrspin.com.
A Littleton area man reported missing last week was found safe in New York with family, according to the Halifax County Sheriff's Office. Chief Deputy Scott Hall said investigators received word Monday that 37-year-old Justin Deshaun Rodriguez was located. The police extended his appreciation to the citizens for the information received while investigating this case. The man's family last week reported they had not seen him since February 11th when he walked away from his home in the Apex Lane area. Meanwhile, a Norfolk man wanted by the Halifax County Sheriff's Office is now wanted by the Roanoke Rapids Police for stealing a Lincoln Town car several hours after the vehicle he and a Cortland woman were in was stopped by a deputy Friday night. Chief Bobby Martin said 44-year-old Jason Ewers stole the vehicle from the Interstate BP shortly before 10:15 Saturday morning. Ewers had fled Friday evening after police stopped the vehicle he and Sadie Knave were in while in the Farmer's Home furniture parking lot. The owner of the vehicle observed Ewers getting in her 1996 Lincoln, rushed out, and got in the vehicle to attempt to stop him. The attempt failed, and when she got out of the vehicle, she sustained a head injury. Police said the injury did not require stitches, but she was examined by the EMS. It is believed that Ewers was heading south on Interstate 95 after the vehicle was stolen. The white town car has North Carolina tags. The license plate number is ZXV-8576. The stolen vehicle, as well as Ewers, have been entered into the National Criminal Database. Ewers is already wanted by the Sheriff's Office for possession of methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Knave faces the same drug charges. In other news, in announcing her retirement, District Attorney Valerie Aspell indicated she is not seeking re-election to the seat of District Attorney in Bertie, Halifax, Hereford, and Northampton counties. She loved serving the people of the district for the past 21 and a half years as the elected District Attorney and for 7 years prior to that as an Assistant District Attorney. She said now it's time to start a new chapter in her life. Finally, on this Wednesday, a forest management meeting will be held March 10th at 6 p.m. at the Halifax County Cooperative Extension Auditorium. To pre-register for the event, go to go.ncsu.edu/Halifax Forestry, all one word, or call the Extension office at 252-583-5161. Topics include pine, silviculture, forest health, present use valuation, taxes, and timberland management. I'm Chad Merrill with your latest news headlines. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to your own Oak Rapids news update provided by Lance Martin, editor at rrspin.com. For more updates, go to rrspin.com.